Hi everyone! Happy Thanksgiving! 感恩节快乐! So today is a really special day. 今天是一个非常特殊的节日。It's one of my favorite holidays because of what it represents. Because it's a day where we get to count our blessings. So first of all, I want to give thanks to everybody who is working today.Including my colleagues who are on air playing this program. You know, someone has to drag it out from the files and put it on air. And also to all of you who are listening. It's been over 3 years that our program has been on air, and I'm grateful that you make time for this in your day. And I'm also grateful for you when you call in with questions or ideas to improve our program, because your questions really help shape where we go.首先我要特别的感谢今天工作的每一个人，也包括所有的听众，因为在过去的这几年的时间里，是你们的问题还有你们的建议让这个节目越来越好，给予了这个节目发展成长和提升的空间。 So thank you to all of you. And so today I want to look back a little bit and just to look at where did this all come from, because I recently realized that the stories that we were taught in school about Thanksgiving wasn't all that accurate.
那么也借着今天感恩节这个机会，我也想回顾一下历史，因为我也是最近才意识到，就是当我在学校学感恩节历史的时候，老师们教给我们的这些故事其实并不是太准确。
And so, what's the story? Let's go back to the beginning.
我们一起回到最一开始。那么在最一开始的时候，
The first appearance of the word Thanksgiving.
感恩节这个词在纽约时报档案中第一次出现是在1851年。
It wasn't a holiday.
当时它并不是一个 holiday, 并不是一个节日。
Instead,
与其
it was a reference on October 4th, 1851 to an appropriate prayer and thanksgiving from a reverend at the opening of the Queens County's annual agricultural exhibition.
那么这个词的出现是在 Queens County 的一个年度农业展览开幕式上，一位牧师说的祷告和感恩的话。
Whereas the first mention of the holiday occurred less than a week later, reporting that the governor of Massachusetts had declared Thursday, November 27th, 1851, as a day of public thanksgiving and praise. Now, there was no national Thanksgiving holiday at the time.
那么第一次把 Thanksgiving 当作一个 holiday 是由马萨诸塞州的州长宣布的。他宣布的就是1851年10月27号星期四为公众感恩和赞美的一天。那么当时并没有全国感恩节的这么一个假期。
So Massachusetts, they were the first one. And so I started by saying that the origin story of Thanksgiving that's often told in school, like I was told in school, which was a friendly meal between pilgrims and Native Americans, is inaccurate.
那么在北美学校里经常听到的感恩节起源的故事
which is a friendly meal between the pilgrims
朝圣者
and Native Americans
和美国的土著人之间的这么一个友好聚餐
a friendly meal is inaccurate
是不准确的 because as far back as 1974 因为早在1974年的时候
the Times already ran an article describing the holiday as a national day of mourning for many native people.
早在1974年的时候，纽约时报就已经发表了一篇文章，把这个假期描述为土著人的全国哀悼日。
And that's something that has been in recent years quite contentious. So according to the Times,
那么也是根据纽约时报的 research,
the origin of the national holiday dates to Abraham Lincoln.
感恩节作为一个全国的节日，真正的起源可以追溯到林肯。
On October 3rd, 1863,
在1863年的10月3号
he called for the country in the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity to set aside the last Thursday in November as a day of thanksgiving.
他当时呼吁正在处于内战中的一个非常分裂的这么一个国家能够把十一月份的第四个星期四让出来留作一个感恩的节日。
And so this proclamation was published in the Times on the front page on Thanksgiving Day and several times afterwards.
林肯的这个感恩节的宣言当时是在 Times 时报的头版上刊登出来的。
And while counting the country's many blessings,A productive economy,
bountiful harvests, and a growing economy. Lincoln also recommended that Americans give thanks with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience. To count our blessings,
是在说, 无论我们的情况是再怎么样糟糕, 我们都要记住我们生活里的福气, 我们身上带的福气,
our blessings. It's always important to count our blessings.
就是无论事情再怎么样的糟糕, 我们也要记住好的地方。
So for example, here Lincoln said, a productive growing economy,
经济在往上走,
and bountiful harvests,
和大丰收,
but at the same time, 同时, Lincoln also recommended that Americans give thanks.
同时, Lincoln 还建议美国人要 give thanks, 要感恩,
and give thanks to what? With humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience. So we have to remember,
当时还是在处于 civil war的时候, 还是在处于内战的时候, Lincoln 这样说的一句话, 他是在鼓励美国人对国家的这种悖逆、叛逆和不服从表示谦卑和忏悔。
And so here, we see the word humble come up again.
我们又看到了 humble, 谦卑、谦虚这个单词,
which is something that we talked about recently with David, with Jialun. And so different cultures express this humbleness differently.
每个国家每一种文化也都是对谦虚和谦卑有着不同的表达方式。
So here, today, on Thanksgiving Day, going back to history to see where the word Thanksgiving came from, and it was actually a call for us to give thanks with humbleness. So, at the root of it all, when it comes to humbleness and giving thanks, I would argue that there's more that holds us in common than what separates us.
说到底, 无论文化和语言再怎么样决定我们的表达,这种谦卑、谦虚、感恩的心态, 在大部分人的心里是埋在同一个地方的。So
today, on Thanksgiving Day, however you spend it,
那么今天在感恩节这一天, 无论你是打算怎么样度过这一天的,
I hope you all make the time to count your blessings and to give thanks to those who have made space for you in their hearts. And it doesn't matter if you're American or not,
也无论你是不是美国人,
because today is a day about giving thanks. Today is a day about counting our blessings and being humble about it.
每一个人走到了今天, 自己身上都有很多福气。
And so we have to remember to count our blessings. And of course, to give thanks to those who made space for us in their hearts.
那么也要对包容我们的人, 帮助过我们的人, 给我们点过灯, 给我们带来过温暖的人, give thanks.